Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Unfortunately, only three stupid guys are finally here. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Going great.
Mike, did you get that date with Olivia Munn yet?
She's still holding out for Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, I think that, you know, she's still going out with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's dropped her yet.
Well, I'm just thinking she's lost. Hold on a second. He's lost three in a row. I think maybe she could move on to you.
I definitely have lost three in a row.
Have you lost three in a row?
No, not yet.
Before we get going, get carried away, and get talking about cheese or something like that, I'd like to say that this podcast, like so many other in the Whole Enchilada, Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, whatever we're calling it now, is made by people from Patreon.com/Jay and Jack, where you can go and help donate, help fund us, whatever you want to do to help this quality podcast and many others like The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, The Ramblecast, The Married Man Show is back, The Lost Podcast is out there. We seem to be doing one once a week now. Did I say Game of Thrones? That's out there. Survivor with Colleen, Jack, and Cindy. I'm sorry, Survivor. I'm confused. Survivor with...
Too many shows to keep track of.
Colleen, Jay, and Jack. The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, soon to be the Downton Abbey. And we're also, Cindy and I are going to do Billions with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
Oh.
So Cindy can drool over Damian Lewis the whole time while we're recording. She has a thing for Damian Lewis.
Well, hour two into the podcast announcements that you guys make. you're going to have it down to just like, and...
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So if you can help us out, that's great. It's Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. Or if you just want to go there and give us a 5-star review, we don't accept 4 stars. I mean, just don't if you're just going to give us 4 stars, 4 or lower, don't even waste your time. Just say, you know what, I'm going to take my time. I'm going over there. I'm giving them a 5-star review. And I don't like begging for reviews, but they say it helps. So I'm going
to stop right now. It does. And thank you for those reviews. I went on there and I read those. And thanks, guys.
Yeah, the only one I didn't like was the Walking Dead one, the one negative review, because they said there was no enthusiasm. We talked sports for a half hour. But which is, I don't think we did that.
It was all cheese talk last week.
Yeah, cheese talk.
Yeah. We get off topic, but, you know, we always bring it back to sports at some point.
Yeah. Well, I think this is where we're talking about The Walking Dead, that we talk sports for a half hour.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the two. Well,
again, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but if you're going to give us a 1-star, just move on to the next podcast. Move on to something else. Because it just hurts our feelings. We get emotional, and I cried myself to sleep that whole night. So anyway, speaking of crying... I guess we'll just start off with Peyton Manning.
Ooh. Who's crying there?
Well, I think there's probably a lot of fans. Is he done? Is he done forever? Is he done just for this year? Has he been done this whole year anyway? I'll ask you guys. I'll let you guys start to get the ball rolling. Either
That's
one of
Colts
you.
Fan. You can lead off, Colts fan.
Okay, yeah. Colts fan Matt here. Got my hat on. Rocking the skyline painting behind me, so couldn't be more pro Indianapolis than me right now. I honestly don't think he's done. We haven't seen the last of him taking the field yet. I just don't think that has happened this year, but I think this year is probably his last year. I mean, can we just put him out to stud? We talked about that place upstate, right, where all good quarterbacks go to die.
And he used to be a Colt, right?
So. Right, yeah, just let him run. Just let him run free somewhere in Canada.
Well, I don't think he could ever run. I mean, he's a little more mobile than say like Philip Rivers, but I know he for some reason he takes a lot of heat. I mean, a lot of Patriots fans like to bash him. I think it's that whole rivalry between. I think they respect him, but I think they like to say that, you know, if you're a quarterback and you have a guy like say Tom Brady and you want your guy to be remembered as the greatest in the last 20 years. I guess I would bash. I don't know. But I have.
Here's the thing, though. Can I, as a Colts fan, talking about a Patriots, you know, Tom Brady, I think that it's fair to say that they haven't seen Tom Brady, you know, crack yet. And what's it going to be like when Tom Brady's playing for the Jets? You know, and they they have to witness, bear witness to how awful that those moments are. I mean,
but does, you know, like, I don't see Tom Brady doing that.
He was starting to crack the first four games last year, because even Patriots fans like super homer Bill Simmons was asking for his benching after the fourth game.
I remember talking about that because we were kind of defending him. Mm-hmm. I thought, saying, hey, you know, it's still Tom Brady. I mean, he just didn't fall off the cliff that fast, but he's been outstanding this season.
But, you know, quarterbacks have their ups and downs, you know.
Right.
We kick them, you know, like car tires. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So I think he's not the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You know, but I still keep expecting him to come out and say, relax, man. It's going to be okay. And then they run the tables. But I don't know. Maybe it just can't be done this year for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Well, I've always said it takes a village. I mean, it takes a whole entire team. I don't care who your quarterback is. If you don't have the right coach and you don't have players making the plays like the play with New England where they beat the Giants, if Amendola doesn't make that move and gain like 7 more yards, they're probably not in field goal range. They'll have to run another play with it. I think it was, 7 seconds, 8 seconds left to run the play. So if he doesn't make that move, I mean, it was stupid on the Giants' part. I don't know, you know, why they allowed him, you know, didn't contain him, but is what it is. I mean, because they lost Edelman, which is a huge blow. And even Brady said, you know, the line in football is next man up. He goes, well, there is no next man to replace Edelman. So I thought that was a pretty good compliment for Edelman. But they have Gronkowski, Gronkowski is just, he reminds me of Gates when he was younger, but Gates wasn't that physical. Gates was just, I think, more mobile than like Tony Gonzalez. But Tony Gonzalez and Gates were more mobile, whereas Gronkowski is like a giant fullback who has speed that you just bounce off him.
Yeah, you're being kind comparing him to humans. I think he's like Frankenstein. He's got like the bolts coming out of his neck.
So you're saying, I hate to accuse Bill Belichick of cheating, but you're saying that Bill Belichick created Rob Gronkowski.
Percentage chance that Belichick created Gronkowski. 50%? 60%?
He's just a robot.
Or a monster came from another universe?
I'm going to take the over on that. So whatever.
Over 60%.
Over 60%.
But going back to Manning, I have nothing but respect for him.
What was Mike's opinion on it? Mike?
Mike hates him.
Where are we going, Peyton Manning?
Yeah, like, what do you think he's done?
Well, when his former coach, Tony Dungy, is calling for him to be benched, yeah, you might want to take the seat, Peyton.
Because Tony Dungy is always, he's always right.
Usually he doesn't, like, criticize any of his former players or anything, right. Though. So when he's actually calling out Peyton like that, that's pretty harsh for Dungy.
Well, it reminds me when Johnny Unitas finished his final year with, well, he didn't finish the year, 1973.
The Jets.
The Chargers.
Oh, Chargers.
Oh,
Chargers.
Yeah.
And Dan Fouts is the one that replaced him. He was bad. I mean, he was just, we were all excited because, Johnny Unitas, because Chargers were just the laughing stock of the NFL, believe it or not. And they had that drug scandal in 1970, I think it was, where the player, they were giving the players speed and stuff like that. It's just a long, and they were like 2 wins a year and all that stuff, so they drafted and they traded for Johnny Unitas. So we're all, it's Johnny Unitas, the greatest quarterback ever. Well, no, he wasn't. He was done. And I think a lot of people thought last season Peyton Manning was done.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to come back, try to win a Super Bowl. I think they tried to do the best they could to protect him with a different offense, you know, set up that great defense. But it was I'll be watching that game on Sunday. I thought it was sad. He had the way he was just getting picked off left and right. It just reminded me. Well, it reminded me of a few Charger games he played against us. But
there were some fun numbers from that game. Peyton Manning had 5 completions. And Santos, the kicker for Kansas City, had 5 field goals. So he tied him in field goals with completions.
Nice.
Peyton Manning, every time he dropped back to attempt the pass, the Broncos averaged negative 5.7 yards per attempt. C.J. Anderson had 2 carries, and he also had 2 tackles, all thanks to Peyton Manning.
So you're saying on the interceptions he had 2 tackles?
And whenever
poor Matt's because as Matt as a Colts fan and a Peyton Manning fan.
If you had your TV tuned up like to the full volume, every time Peyton Manning threw an interception, you could hear it's another INT.
Yeah.
There was no Omaha. Omaha. Omaha.
It was like, oh.
Omaha.
Omaha. I think it's sad. You hate to see, because he's been such a great ambassador of the game. Probably, you know, people say, oh, Tom Brady's, you could argue who's the better quarterback, but who's been a better ambassador to the game? I would think you'd have to say Peyton Manning just because of his personality and his fact that he's funny in commercials. I just think he's the better ambassador over the last 15 years than anybody else, and it's just sad to see him go out the way he's going out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, at some point, your body just says, I don't care how great you are, because Tom Brady says he wants to play another 10 years, which, okay, maybe he can, but I just would hate to see, even Tom Brady, I would hate to see him go out and look like this. It's like Mike was saying, his first 4 games last year, and was like, oh, he's done, sit him. Start the next guy. I mean, loyal Patriots fans were saying that a lot. At least people I was following on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, you know, what can you say? It was not a fun game to watch, and that was the only thing that was actually on in the afternoon at my house.
Right.
We didn't get the Patriots game. I would have preferred to watch the Patriots-Giants game, even with the outcome.
It was actually a good game. I enjoyed it.
It looked like it was a good game. It was a lot more exciting than seeing the Chiefs just decimate the Broncos. And the other thing, this stat now, I was watching the Sunday night game, which was nice, the Arizona Seahawks game. That was a good back and forth. You hear stats like, oh, well, this, you know, defensive player has, you know, caught 2 interceptions from Peyton Manning this year. It's like, is that really a stat now? Is that 2 interceptions from Manning, it's like, well, everybody's got that now, right?
Well, I think so. After this game, yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's much of a thing, I guess, to kind of boast about a player. But the Arizona Seahawks game, Michael Floyd, he had a pretty amazing 2 touchdowns and almost had a third. Seahawks came back. It seemed like a game where Arizona was up early, and it just seemed like, okay, the Seahawks are not done. They're going to come back and just win this game.
I think that's one I got right, wasn't it? One of the few ones I got right?
Yeah, I thought you had a good week, actually, Jack.
Well, for me, I had 7 right, so I'm back to 7.
The fifth out of 6 weeks.
I was actually bummed. I said, come on, couldn't I got 7 last week and I would have...
What, 6 out of 6.
6 out of 6, 7, being at least 500. But I also want to talk about the, since we brought up the New England game, Giants game, did anyone see Beckham's catch at the end or non-catch?
Yeah.
They need to fix this rule at the end of the year, before the start of next season. In the end zone, like I said, by the rule, I guess that call was correct. But it sure looked like to me he had caught the ball 2 steps down, and then it was Butler knocked the ball out of his hands. I said to everyone, I go, well, they're going to rule this incomplete. They go, why? I go, because he didn't make the move, even though he's in the end zone. And I was actually right, because Ed Hockley came back, didn't make a football move or something like that. I don't know. If you have 2 feet down and you catch the ball, it's not the referee's fault. It's the rule. It's too confusing. Would you guys agree?
You're watching it. It looks like a catch live, and then you watch the replay, and you're like, yep, I've watched football for the last 2 years. I know it's going to be overturned.
Right. What I'm saying, should that call have been overturned? He caught it 2 feet down. Why is it incomplete? I know that's the rule, but why is that the rule? In the end zone, I'm saying. In the end zone. You're in the end zone.
Right.
You just have to break the plane with control of the ball. Well, right. He caught it 2 feet down, controlling the ball, but yet he knocks it out of his hand. It's incomplete.
Yeah, you compare it to like a running back, like when he dives over the end zone.
Exactly. Right. And if it just breaks that plane, then it's...
But if it pops out of his hand because he's made a football move...
Mm-hmm.
But until
they get nanotechnology in their gloves with the ball and like weird
nanobots
lasers. I mean, how are they gonna like 2 seconds you have to hold control? I mean, is that what we're gonna have? Like is like a stopwatch like or 1.85 seconds?
That was a difference in the game, plus the Giants had some bad clock management at the end, shocking. Also, but I just was like going, God, are you kidding me? How is that not a catch? And you see it every single week. It's like you go, okay, we got to wait for the replay. We got to wait for the replay. And I'm all for the replay, but I think the replay is just screwed up the game too.
It's the crack cocaine of refereeing.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think I'd want to be a referee with your everything you – because I think it has to be human nature. You go, I'm just going to call it this way because we're going to review it anyway.
Now I don't want to watch football anymore. Matt's got me excited. I want to watch Nanobots Football League.
Nanobots Football? Because that's what the smoke monster is, Nanobots.
It's Nanobots. That would be an actually interesting halftime game.
Yeah, it would be.
The smoke monster just came out and chased the players around the field.
But just like you got to give the Patriots credit. They had, 47 seconds or whatever it was. Or they had a little more time than they should have had because, again, the Giants screwed up. But they marched down the field. It's fourth. Brady looks terrible on three throws. It's fourth down and 10. He looked absolutely – he's bouncing. He's overthrowing. I go, God, what is – because I said, oh, there's some pressure coming on Brady. He's in a hurry. Next throw, boom, first down. And once they got that first down,
yeah,
I said – I go, oh, they're going to go down, kick a field goal. And sure enough, that's what happened.
It's easy to understand. Tom Brady is the smoke monster.
I think he is. I think he is.
Well, he's definitely not Jacob.
Well, Jacob would be one of the Chargers.
Is Jacob Clipboard Jesus, or is he Brandon Whedon?
He could be Clipboard Jesus, I guess.
I don't think we can say Clipboard Jesus has done anything at this point. Okay, that's Jacob.
Well, no, hold on a second. Clipboard Jesus has made a lot of money doing nothing.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the safest quarterbacks in the league, right? Yeah. Like, if Mrs. Clipboard Jesus has got to be really
happy,
excited about them. Yeah, because it's like,
he's got a strong arm, but he's not accurate. But this guy has always had a job. Every year. Because maybe he looks good holding, he does look good holding a clipboard. I can't argue with that. But every year, this guy, he just got signed by someone else. I'm like going,
Colts.
Colts, yeah, that's right, team. Colts.
Yeah. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, Clipboard Jesus is back in the NFL. We had a big game in Green Bay. Detroit breaks the curse.
They break it was what, 25, 24 year?
24 like, straight years.
1991 was the last time that they, and apparently, as I was reading about this, Caldwell says that when he's been in Detroit, that's the one thing that people talk about. Like, that's the one thing that they care about. They don't even think that they're going to make playoffs. They're just like, can you break the streak?
So Detroit fans are so, because they've never been to a Super Bowl. Never been. And I'm not trying to press Detroit. They know this. But their main objective is to say, hey, 1 year we're going to get to the Super Bowl. No, 1 year we're going to beat the Packers in Green Bay. That's their big dream.
Well, I thought the big dream would have been like asking Caldwell, have you been fired yet? Are you still the coach?
Well, that's gonna happen. That's soon.
Well, but I thought the breaking the streak thing was a big deal. Apparently it was a big deal, and Ford
knocked a lot of people out of football pools.
I'm sure it did. It was probably a bigger deal to a lot of the people that had money on that game.
Because Matt and I were talking about before this game started, because before we started recording, I said. Because I was saying when I was watching the Detroit play, I said, the Chargers, Cleveland, and Detroit, they're all the same team. Things happen to these guys because Detroit stopped Green Bay from getting a two-point conversion. Onside kick with 31 seconds left. Who recovers the ball? Green Bay. That's the Chargers. That would happen to the Chargers. That would happen to the Browns, and it happens to the Lions. Only thing that happened was the guy missed the kick.
Yeah, or you said that he hit the hand of the placeholder.
I guess he hit the hand of the placeholder, and that affected the kick because it's not blocked. I watched it several times. It didn't get blocked.
Yeah. Well, we're stupid guys, so we can get these facts wrong.
It doesn't matter.
Last week, I just got to call myself out on this before some listener. I was wrong about what play Luck got entered on, and it was the one that he got kind of split in half. So, mea culpa, as they say.
It's okay. You don't have to be wrong.
Okay.
Because I don't want to point out that I was right. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Well,
I don't want to do that.
You've been right about Rosen Bernard for quite some time. So.
I have been.
One last thing on the curse being broken. And
now we can go to the Super Bowl. No. We beat Green Bay at home.
On the road. Some people attribute this to Ditka and this McDonald's commercial.
Oh, the commercial where he puts on the Green Bay jersey.
Ever since this commercial has aired, Green Bay has lost their games.
Huh. So
the Bears have won.
Wow. So this is how smart of Ditka. We all thought that he was just selling out for the dollars.
Yeah. I mean, he brought some voodoo with him.
Because I know Natalie in Seattle asked me, she goes, would you put on a Raiders jersey? I go, it would have to be for the right price. There's no way I just put it on for free. I want to talk about that later on. That'll be how I end this segment. But but no, I didn't hear that. But that's true. Wow, Ditka. He cost the Chargers a win.
He did. Yeah.
It wasn't their lousy defense.
It's like a double move there. I mean, it's helped it's helped the Bears and hurt Green Bay. So.
And moving on to Rob Ryan, he got fired after Sean Payton said nobody. There'll be no changes in the season. Like a few hours later, Rob Ryan got fired. Now, if you look at Rob Ryan, I hate to judge people, but if he was walking on the streets, would you want to like give him money?
Okay, the guy looks like the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah. So, I was thinking,
who would have thought that the dude from The Big Lebowski could actually like come up with defensive plays? I mean, seriously.
Well, obviously not, because he got fired.
Right. I mean, he was probably just sipping on those, what is he drinking?
White Russians.
White Russians. Thanks. White Russians.
I was thinking he was like the brother from Arrested Development.
Which brother?
You know how the dad, he had like the brother.
Right.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Rich Ryan, you have Rob Ryan. All you have to do is put like the hair, long hair on one of them.
I see.
He looks like a crazy, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he looks like a crazy guy over there. And Sean Payton always just would turn around and look at him, give him the dirtiest looks. Like, what are you doing? And I want to say, well, I'm not the one making the tackles. Well, neither is my team. But it just, sometimes coaches get blamed for stuff. Sometimes it is the coach. Sometimes it's not the coach. It's helped the Dolphins. The Dolphins are on fire right now.
On fire. They won one game in a row.
Well, they were losing 16-3.
Yeah, I turned on the red zone channel. And then finally in the third or fourth quarter, I'm like, oh, look at that. Dolphins popped up in the red zone channel. Maybe I should turn the game back on.
I'll just say this. I'm very loyal. Well, you know, it's the last year my team probably be in the city, so I'm pretty loyal, but we'll talk about that in a second. And the final thing before the final thing I want to get at is Romo is back. No pun intended, Romo's back.
Romo, come back.
Obviously, this would have to help the Cowboys, because when I was watching the game, I even tweeted, because Jameson Winston jumped over, lost the ball just before he crossed the play. It was a close play, but then Dallas recovers the ball, but yet there's a penalty that makes it first and goal. And I go, you know what? I go, just put a lightning bolt instead of that star on that helmet. That's the Charger season. That's exactly what would happen. The guy fumbles the ball, we grab it, and there'd be some stupid. And it was a legit penalty. The guy was grabbing it, but it was away from the play. It had nothing to do with the play. He was just. I almost felt bad. Almost.
Well, I just want to say that Ed in the chat points out that since Jerry Rice has worn the Cowboys jersey, that they have lost as well.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how accurate that is. I can't back this stupid guy fact up, but Ed's reporting this, so there you go.
And, well, Ed would know.
Ed would probably be up on his Cowboy losses.
I think so. I think he would be. what's the Chargers' excuse? There's got to be some curse there that they've had that they can't win.
For the Cowboys' curse, do you think there's going to be a curse now that they cut Brandon Whedon? Because after this season, he will have the record for completion percentage in the NFL in a single season.
Really?
He has the highest completion percentage right now in a single season.
Well,
Jerry Jones is right. He had the best arm he's ever seen.
I think he goes to the Patriots, replaces Tom Brady. Like Matt said, Tom Brady goes to the Jets, and they win the Super Bowl next year with Tom with Whedon as quarterback.
With Whedon.
And people finally go, oh, it is the system.
There is a Colts connection with Whedon that their offense coordinator Trzinski coached Whedon in Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
so he could end up there.
Look at Mike bringing the facts.
There you go. And the final thing I want to talk about
is Russ isn't here.
No, it's
we didn't even notice that.
No cheese.
Is that you got the whole Charger Raider St. Louis thing going on? And I don't know if you guys follow it. I try to follow it. People send me information all the time, and I go, and I try and go, okay, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. But it's like the Godfather 3. They pull me back in. Well, this was the rumor last
Becky,
week.
Wait, does Becky send you a horse head?
No, she doesn't. That she doesn't do.
This sounds like how I feel with Star Wars trailers. Like, I'm like, that's it. I don't need to know anymore. And then right. They release another one. I'm like, okay, I gotta watch.
Yeah, so I'm listening to the Chargers. I've hired this. The executive from Disney is working with the Raiders and the Chargers to help the Carson project. And I guess the rumor is that if it works, he wants to buy into one of the teams. St. Louis wants to keep their team, but the owner is not even talking to St. Louis. It's almost like a done deal. He has so much money. I'm going to LA. I have the land. I'm going to build. It's actually in a better location than the Carson project. Inglewood, wherever Hollywood Park used to be. So. You got that. This is the rumor that came out. It's been a rumor that's been floating around for a couple years, but now Charger fans are talking about, well, so if the Raiders, if the Cardinals move to, not the Cardinals, if
the Rams.
The Rams move to Los Angeles, the Chargers move to Los Angeles, the Raiders would not have a home. That the Raiders would move to San Diego and take that stadium offer in San Diego.
What?
A reported rumor out there that that's what happened because the Raiders don't think they can get a stadium in Oakland. It's either San Antonio or San Diego, but they feel that San Diego would be a better fit for them because there's so many Raider fans in Los Angeles that the fans would come down from Los Angeles. And I go, this is what I said. Excuse my language. I'm gonna say something. Why doesn't the NFL just kick me in the nuts? Here's a team I've rooted for 47 years, I think, the Chargers. And for 47 years, I was told by my dad not to root for the Raiders, so I never rooted for the Raiders. So all of a sudden now, Chargers moved to L.A., the most dreaded city in the world, the city that most San Diego fans don't like. And now the Raiders, the team that we hate more than anything, moves to San Diego. Am I supposed to start rooting for the Raiders? That's my question.
This is the NFL. This is the NFL's claim?
Huh?
This is the NFL's plan?
It's another rumor out there. It's been, I've heard it before, but it's because Oakland says that they... To me, the obvious... I don't want to see either city lose their team. Mm-hmm. I know... I talk to people that... You know, I lost my basketball team to Los Angeles. I was a big Clipper fan. They moved to L.A. People say, big Clipper fan. Sure, I really was a big Clipper fan. I used to go to all the games, and when that team was ripped away, I was ticked off. It was just like... And there's been Charger fans that have... been Charger fans longer than I've been alive, and I'm old. So since 1961, people have been, you know, my family, we used to, you know, when we were all together, didn't have, you know, life's gotten busy, but we used to sit there every Sunday, and they're going to honor LT at halftime at the Charger game this week. That's what we did. We sat around watching Charger football. We have Charger gear. We have all this stuff. So Charger, even though the people say there's not a there's no fans in San Diego. There are. There's fans every, you know, every city has their hardcore fans. It's just wrong to rip a team. And like the, when the Spanos bought the Chargers in 1983, they spent $70 million. A lot of money. The Chargers today are worth $1.5 billion. Now I get going to LA, the Chargers would be worth probably about $2 billion. But the city of San Diego helped build that, help you make that fortune, and there's just no loyalty there. Wow. But I just don't know how I feel about having the Raiders. How am I going to root for the Raiders?
Okay.
So now, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Both teams would have to pay a $500 million relocation fee, right?
That's what they say.
So San Diego's going to pay $500 million to move 3 hours north, and Oakland's going to pay $500 million to move 3 hours south.
Well, the Chargers are I hate to say this because the team's worth $1.5 billion. They're of the owners, as far as their net worth, they're the poorest of the owners. So of the billionaire...
Are we sure it's not drug laundering by the NFL?
It could be.
Hmm. Yeah, but it sounds like a shell game, a really masterful shell game.
But that's what most Charger fans are holding out, that the Chargers, the owners, are trying to get money from the NFL to allow the Raiders and the Rams to move back to L.A. And they will stay in San Diego and then work with the city of San Diego to build the stadium. That's what everybody's clinging to because they don't think the Spanos can come up with $500 million.
I feel
dollars.
Like this is really a plot to a movie that like could take place over several years, you know, and it's like one man's struggle, one man's journey. Yeah.
Well, that's the debate on you go on the Charger message board. There's a whole thread on it, and people saying, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could. If people say, I don't care, whatever team's in San Diego, I will. Becomes my team. Mm-hmm. I go, well, suddenly I'm supposed to, because most of the Chargers, I mean, I like Keenan Allen. I love Phillip Rivers. There's Chargers I just love. So I'm going to stop and root for the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders, so I said, this would be the best case scenario. Let the Raiders, let's just swap names. We'll take the Raiders, but switch them to the Chargers, and the Spanos will get the Raiders.
Right.
We keep the name.
Right.
We keep the name, but...
They can get a two-for-one owner swap.
Yeah.
Thing, you know.
So we'll see what happens. I guess we'll find out in January
for
sure.
You know, and that's messed up. I mean, the whole thing with the like what you were saying about the Raiders. I mean, because I can't imagine. Like, I mean, I've rooted against, you know, the Texans, the Jaguars. Like, if all of a sudden, if it was the Indianapolis Jaguars and my Colts were gone, I would just feel just heartbroken. Yeah. And I just want to.
Plus, it's the Jaguars.
Yeah, although I think my son just likes the Jaguars because of the name. He's like, oh, the Jaguars are playing. I'm like, oh, great. You're gonna disown the Colts, really?
Anyway, well, my dad. I guess I know times have changed, but my dad laid down the law. I couldn't root for the Dodgers, and I couldn't root for the Raiders.
Yeah.
So you just gotta, you know.
You just gotta.
I said the same thing to my kids. I go, well, you can root for them, but you're gonna do it at someone else's house.
There you go. That's how you do it. Yeah.
There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out.
Now, before I forget, I've been trying to make this point. I think of all the times, Jack, that you have to actually disown your loyal franchise team, it's now. The Chargers leave you, and if Carolina goes undefeated, you can officially say, okay, I can root for Carolina.
No, I have no tie. I have no...
No connection. No you connection. Just live there.
I live here. I mean, I adopted the Hurricanes, and they did win a Stanley Cup for me. So it did pay off being a Hurricane. I mean, now they're like the worst team in the league, back to being the worst team in the league. Should have gutted the team years ago. They hung on to these old veterans. And I've been saying like 3 or 4 years, let's start over. They just keep putting a Band-Aid on it. It doesn't work. But I'm not going to be like Warm Taffy. I will not become a Carolina
fan. Good answer. That I was actually testing.
This could be your one chance to join the evil empire. You could join Belichick and get like fake hair like Brady.
This is just a vicious rumor.
You can start cheating everywhere you go. Like you have like 12 items in your cart. You like cut in 10 items line. You're like, I don't care. I'm a patriot. Well, no, I do what I want.
No, it's different. Tom Brady would just say, I didn't know this was only 10 items or less. So you can't punish me.
Wow.
You know, Patriot fans are saying, there it goes, Tom Brady hate, Tom Brady hate. There it is again.
One star.
That's your fault. That's your fault, Mike. You brought that up. So last week, so the totals this year.
Wait. One last thing from last week. You're not going to mention the bad refs in the Baltimore-Jacksonville game?
Oh, I forgot all about that. Go ahead.
It's your ref talk. Your chance to talk about refs.
Ref talk.
Yeah.
Party on. Boop. Go ahead, bring it up.
Apparently on that final play, it was a false start by Jacksonville, and the play should have never happened. They should never had a chance to kick a field goal.
It was supposed to be a clock runoff, right?
But refs never make a mistake, I heard from Becky.
she's been quiet. What are you doing? Don't poke the bear. But I was funny though, because Duberville, I always go, can you ever watch that movie, The Thing You Do?
No, I've never heard of it.
You've never seen it? I know you've heard of it.
I've seen it. Yeah, I'm just dying.
Pittsburgh? Steubenville? Pittsburgh? So we always, every time we hear Duberville, our family Duberville. Goes, Duberville? Pittsburgh? So when Duberville, and I was even saying in Baltimore when I was at the game, I go, Duberville? Pittsburgh? And people would look at me like I was crazy. But every time I hear it, I can't, it's like when Amani Toomer was playing for the Giants, I always go, it's not a tumor. I'd say it every single time, not a tumor. So anyway, so Duberville, you hear that? It was a stupid face mask because all they had to do was just tackle him. But then it comes out a couple days later that they missed the false start and Baltimore. Yeah. I don't think it's that big a deal because Baltimore, it probably helps Baltimore in the long run. They'll get a better draft choice.
Well, no, but the Miami Hurricanes-Duke game, everybody was telling Miami Hurricanes they should have forfeited the game because it was the final play.
It's not up to them.
Where's the people calling for Baltimore? I mean, Tampa Bay to forfeit the game.
You mean Jacksonville?
Yeah,
I don't think it's – I would say that's – I played the game – it's up to them to call the game. It's not my...
Yeah. And especially after the fact. You can't just like, oh, we're going to give up a win. You know, here's your check, sir. I'm just going to sign it. I owe you one hug.
When I was playing hockey and the puck would go... I saw it go in, but we were able to get the puck out and the ref would go, no goal. And they'd come up and go, did the goal go in? I go, I don't know. I didn't see it go in. Even though I was a ref at the time playing, I go, playing as a player, it's not my people. That's bad. That commercial with the kid said, "No, coach, I touched the ball. It was me." And his team, "Why are you doing that?" "No, good job, kid." No, it's not my job. I'm not saying cheat. It's not cheating, but it's not your job to do the ref's job. It's the ref's job to do it, right?
It's if not my fault to keep these balls inflated. It's actually the opposite.
I just wanted to be known that I'm not the one bashing the Patriots today. It's not me at all.
Aww. Yeah, sorry, Bizloff. It's all Matt and me.
Anyway, so I don't think the team should be responsible if the referees got it wrong. And this is the guys that screwed up the time clock twice, right? Is
yeah.
the same crew?
I keep up with the refs week to week.
Yeah, there's so many screwy time clock things. I've watched a couple games this year that I'm like, who's manning this clock? Like, come on. So.
And I'll say again, I'll say this every week. I can't remember what game it was, but it was a terrible pass interference call. They got to make that call reviewable. It was like 40 yards downfield, and it looked like the receiver had the defensive back in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. It looked like it should have been offensive pass interference. I think Dan Fouts was doing the game. He goes, I'm not sure that was a good call. That's all he said. He didn't say it was bad. But it was you watch the replay, it's a terrible call. You should be allowed to challenge that and say, no, it wasn't the right. It's too important. It's one of the more important. Yeah. It's like a fumble touchdown pass interference.
I'm not saying that they can review all flag-related kind of things, but I do agree with that flag, and I think that it should be they should make it as one challenge. Like, you only can do that once. Maybe.
Right, and it's up to you. So if you challenge it earlier in the game and then later on there's a 60-yard pass interference call, and they go, oh, well.
Right, exactly. Yep.
But and we need to change that catch rule. If he catches the ball and has 2 feet down, I don't care what happens to him after that.
Yeah.
if he catches the ball, especially in the end zone, it used to be, like I said, touchdown, like, anyway.
And the Patriots should relinquish that win accordingly.
Exactly.
Just to be a good sport about it.
Right, I think so. Because so, we know when we think of good sportsmanship, we think of the Patriots. Okay, that was me. I had to join in.
We were only so jealous because of the Cheetahs are undefeated. So, all right. So let's get to the what.
I will bang my fist every week. Pass interference should be reviewable. Jimmy Kimmel should appear on the Lost podcast.
I think that the pass interference one is more important than Jimmy Kimmel appearing on the podcast.
Olivia Munn should go on a date with Miami Mike. All right, let's move on.
In fact, I think that's really low on the list. I think
one of these things is probably the most likely thing that will happen in the next 10 years.
Thank you, Olivia Munn.
We'll never get Mike to show up if he starts dating Olivia Munn.
Oh, so, hell no.
Oh, Mike, I'm done with this podcast. Mike,
then.
Mike, don't do the show. Spend time with me.
All right.
Me and Aaron.
You can get John Clayton to replace me then.
Pencil neck geek. No, we don't want him. Anyway, last week, Mike, you had 6 correct. Am I right?
Yep.
You're at 92. Russ tied you now. He has 8.
He's on a run.
Matt, 5 right.
Yeah, this is a bad week.
87, and Jack, moving up.
Oh, wait, I thought it was 89.
You have 87.
What? Oh.
I'm going with my Mike's, because I don't even keep track anymore. I just do the thing, and then Mike does it all, so.
Okay, and Jack, what do you have? You're trailing
7, I'm at 79. I'm moving up here, only 8 behind you. Starting to sweat a little bit?
I am.
I like Russ texts me when I'm downstairs today. Hey, can you look and see if you have my picks for this? I go, no. When I record tonight, Russ, I'll look for it, okay? Yeah.
No, but it wasn't normal picks. It was the Super Bowl picks.
Super Bowl picks. You know what? He'll ask me. Like, we're reffing again. He'll stop. I go, I don't know who you picked. I don't know who I picked. Why would I know who you picked?
You're like, Jack, you got me down for Patriots versus Carolina in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Well, he'll ask me during the week, did I pick Green Bay? I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, I feel bad about that Green Bay Super Bowl pick now. All right, so what's up?
Well, we're not halfway through the season. Let's see, Super Bowl picks. I have Colts versus Green Bay with the Colts winning.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Russ has New England versus Seattle with New England winning. That's got a chance with New England.
Possible.
Mm-hmm. Matt, Philly versus Denver with Green Bay winning. And Mike, Colts versus Green Bay with Green Bay winning.
Oh man, we were drunk.
Yeah. I just want to feel. I'm feeling really good about my Dallas pick to win NFC East, and feeling about Miami to win the AFC East. I think it's gonna happen.
I still think Rush. I think Jay should put all his money on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl this year.
Every year.
Yeah, I think it could happen. He could retired. And he wouldn't have to worry about getting Jimmy Kimmel on the Lost podcast.
And a quick little note from Fizzle Off. She once says, get over it, Pats won.
What?
Is that in the chat?
It's on Twitter.
Oh, that's some...
On Twitter.
She has her reasons for avoiding the chat.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, anyway, we'll start with these games here. First game up is me, Tennessee versus Jacksonville. Jags are on fire. I say they win their second in a row, even if they don't get help from the refs. Jags win this game, even though Marcus looks pretty good. And we have no Russ, so Matt, you're up next.
I hate to interrupt you, I said,
whatever you, Russ, always give me your picks ahead of time because it's easier for me to do that as we're going along than to have to go back and do it. But
I know, because I feel like he's just faking it then.
Yeah.
So...
He's like the guy. It's like when the Eagles have their hurry-up offense. He's the guy that lays on the field pretending he's hurt. Except this, he pretends he doesn't have internet.
Oh, my side! Oh, yeah. I can't get. Oh, hey, I'm doing good, guys. I'm jumping jacks now.
You have to sit out one play. I think if you fall down, if they blow the whistle for an injury, you have to sit out 4 plays.
That's fun.
I think that would stop it. Of course, then that we'd have to have the referees would have to actually be able to count to 4.
Well, I still say that if you don't show up, then you lose, you forfeit your points for the week.
Which is fine with me because I've been here every week and you can tell by my picks.
Yeah, Mike. Anyway, I'm gonna pick the Jags just to keep this ball rolling. No reason. They're home. Right. Short week.
Okay. And Mike, you're going with?
I actually think this could be an upset here because Jacksonville's pretty banged up. Their running back T.J. Yeldon might miss this game, and their Hurns, Allen Hurns, who's had a touchdown in six straight games, it might be out. So I'm going to pick Tennessee here.
So you're doing your John Clayton. This would be a huge upset if Jacksonville lost.
Huge upset. Huge.
All right, next up is Matt. We got the Raiders versus the no longer curse Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I think Detroit's on that curse high. Man, finally, give me some more of that streak break, man.
You think the Lions are tired from the parade they had downtown? When
they, they probably are. They're all partying out.
Because most teams wait till they win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But since the Lions only cared, fans only cared about beating the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, I think they had a parade, didn't they? It was probably cold outside, and probably some of them got sick because they're manly. They're just wearing T-shirts and looking buff. So they might be all sick from that parade downtown from winning the game.
They probably all went back to their Lions den and just cuddled up together.
There you go.
I'm picking Detroit, that said. And I hope they win because I'm way in the back. Mike, pick Oakland.
Well, since you told me to, I'll pick Oakland.
I think that's Detroit, the favorite.
Detroit during the season was feeling too much pressure early on. Like they had the Jack was picking them every week, so like we have to win for Jack.
Well, they finally did though.
And then he stopped picking them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Oakland here.
I'm going to go D-town. I'm not going to pick the San Diego Raiders yet.
I wouldn't either.
So I'm picking Detroit just because I don't know. I don't know.
You have a soft spot for Detroit. I understand.
I don't know why.
It's Oakland.
Well, every year I cling to that team that I think can be better than they are. And Detroit, you look at – there's a lot of teams. You look at Dallas. You look at San Diego. You look at Baltimore. You look at – who else am I? Oh, Detroit. They're all terrible. All should be better than they are. But they're not. So if the Chargers stay, I want them to lose every game so they get a better draft choice. If they move, win out. Win out and fall one game shy of the playoffs like they always do. Mike, you're up next. The Colts versus Atlanta. Atlanta's struggling the last few weeks.
Yeah, do we even know who the quarterback's going to be this week for Indianapolis? So, I don't know. Matt doesn't know. Maybe he does. I'm going to go Atlanta here.
Well, you get it's Clipboard Jesus and Hasselbeck, right?
It's going to be Hasselbeck. I mean, he helmed that ship just recently and did just fine. Although he had one of his best games when he was on his deathbed, so maybe he'll get sick this week and be on fire.
He should have went to that parade in Detroit. I'm going to go Atlanta because it's at home. Colts are just beat up. I think Houston's going to win that division, Matt. Sorry.
All right, all you non-believers out there, I'm still sticking with them. They've got a better record than some other people on this podcast teams.
Oh, that's without saying.
They've had a rest though, so that's good. So
they had rest, but they're not the players that needed to be there, aren't there. So if they had luck, I'd give them a chance. But Hasselbeck's like 90, isn't he? He's older than me.
No, I think he's my age. I think he's about 39 or something. No, he's 40. Maybe he's 40.
I think he's lying. I think if you cut him in half, you count his rings. I think he'd be at least 50.
He's like a starfish. If you cut him in half, he'll just become another Hasselbeck.
There you go.
Then it'll be on ESPN.
Hold on a second. There's enough Hasselbecks, bald-headed Hasselbecks out there. We don't need another one. Next up is the Rams versus Baltimore. Whew, this might be the lowest scoring game of the day. Flacco looked really good, though, on Sunday. You know, they're blaming the false start, but how about Flacco's fumble and two interceptions that were terrible throws? God. I know they benched what's his name, right? Nick Foles. They benched him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go – I'm going Baltimore. I don't know. Who knows?
I know. Who knows? But I'm taking the Rams. I don't feel good about it, but I didn't have a great week last week, so.
Well, Gurley could be the difference maker in the game, right?
I think Baltimore is just as cursed as the Packers right now, even worse.
And Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, I'll ride, and hopefully Gurley carries the game for St. Louis. I'm gonna go St. Louis here.
Yeah, I'm regretting my pick, but I have this policy of not changing my pick once it's written down in ink.
You don't want to be a Matt.
No, I don't want to be.
Oh, I think we've all had our moments, right?
Oh, I don't want to be Russ. Russ changes. I don't think I've ever changed a pick, have I?
And not I think that you've told us.
And I think the record clearly shows I've never changed my pick.
Oh, okay, there you go. That makes sense.
Matt, you're up next. It's Tampa Bay versus Philly. Philly coming off that big loss to the Dolphins. And is Bradford going to play?
No, it's Sanchez for the next two games.
Oh, Sanchez.
Oof.
Yeah, he didn't look too good. He only got 3 points after he replaced Bradford.
I don't feel good about Sanchez.
He did have a good interception when they were down there in the red zone.
The Sanchez special.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the road. But you know, Philly's so up and down, right? Like they lost last week, they're going to win this week. Is that the way it goes?
Well, which college team is Chip Kelly coaching next season? That's the question we should be asking everybody.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you there.
Mike, you're going. He's already said he won't coach USC. He said, "Stop asking me."
Stop asking. Stop sending me the flyers in the mail.
It's like Jim Harbaugh always said, stop asking me about the Colts job.
He's like, I'm not going to college. I'm going to the San Diego Raiders.
Yeah. Well, he used to coach at USD in San Diego. And people in San Diego said, before he went to Stanford, go, why don't we hire him at San Diego State? And then we let him go to Stanford, and of course, then the rest is history. He's a good coach. He's just a little high strung.
Well, because he coached in San Diego, I'm going to go Philadelphia here.
Okay. I'm going to go Philly just because it's in Philly, and I think the running game could help win that game. And I think Sanchez can't be as bad as he was last week, even though Jameson Winston is looking pretty good so far, except when he dives 500 feet in the air and loses the ball before he crosses the goal line. But it's okay because there was a holding call on Dallas. But they've been competitive. I mean, they're improving each week. But I'm going with Philly. Next up is Matt. We got the Denver Broncos versus the Chicago Bears, who are on a roll. I think Kansas City's. I told Russ Sunday morning. I said if Kansas City beats Denver today, they will win the division.
Wow.
He goes, no, they won't. I go, I think Denver's going to free fall.
Well, since Matt went first last time, I'll go first this time. I'm going to go Chicago here.
Didn't I say Mike?
Just because they don't have Brock Osweiler starting for them. I think Jay Cutler's been on a roll here. I'm going to go Chicago.
I didn't realize the guy's 6'8". That's a big quarterback.
Yeah. Small
guy. Since I've joined the Jay Cutler bandwagon since he's changed his ways. He's a gentler, kinder quarterback. No longer yelling at his teammates, no longer throwing people under the bus, no acting like a big... Maybe fatherhood has changed Jay Cutler for the better. I'm taking Chicago.
It was that handshake between Rivers and Cutler. You were like, they can bury the hatchet, I can bury it
too. It's almost like when the Grinch heart grew.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler's heart grew that day, and it's just like, okay, the Grinch is no longer the Grinch. I no longer have to hate him.
I'm picking Chicago as well. I don't trust what's going on with Denver right now. So, yeah. And you know, not just because of the Peyton Manning loss, but more like, well, what are we gonna get? right? As far as offense. You know, their defense might be good, but and they're going to get Talib back. So.
But yeah, they lost somebody else, though, because he punched somebody, didn't he? I forget who it was.
I didn't hear about that.
Another defensive player punched someone in the back of the head.
Great.
But it's... Yeah, I don't know. Just we'll see. Next up is me. It's the Jets versus Houston. I'm on the Houston bandwagon. I think Houston wins this game since they're going to win the division.
Boo! I'm just going to boo you every time you do that now.
And Matt, you're going with?
Oh, I wish the Jets would win this one. But I don't feel good about it.
Is Ryan Fitzpatrick, is he out? He had thumb surgery, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be back. They timed it so he could be there for the game.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, you know what? I'll pick the Jets. Why not? I mean, I think Houston's going to win this one. I think they're going to be fired up. They can take the lead in this division, but I'll pick the Jets.
I think J.J. Watt sacks Fitzpatrick so hard he rips his beard off. I think that because his beard's pretty long, I think Fitzpatrick's going to have his whole beard ripped out of his face. I'm calling it now, so when you see it on ESPN highlights later on, oh, that stupid guy said that.
Hashtag come at me, John Clayton.
Yeah, exactly, John Clayton. And well, you know, John Clayton will take credit for it. I was the first one to predict that his beard would be ripped out. Come talk to me. I did it. And Matt, Mike, you're going with...
Previously, the Bronco that got spent, I think, was T.J. Ward.
Oh, so T.J. Ward's out.
Yeah. And I think Houston loses here just so we have a battle. They want to keep the losing streak going for the AFC South just so a losing record will win the AFC South, like 7-9, 6-10. So I'm going to go Jets here.
I don't think Matt cares as long as the Colts are the ones that are 6-10 in first place, right, Matt?
You've been there as a Chargers fan. I have been
8-8.
I feel like I'm in the Chargers seat now. Like, okay.
In Los Angeles or San Diego? I'm not sure which one yet.
Well, we're just coming down to the line where it's like, okay, week after week, you know, every game counts.
Okay. Next up is Matt. Washington versus Carolina, the undefeated Carolina Panthers, who had struggled last week.
Yeah, a little bit. And Washington had that dynamite game against New Orleans. I mean, who saw that coming, right? That
was Rob Ryan didn't.
Clearly, he was spending too much time in Mardi Gras town. Not enough time.
Well, apparently Mike and Jack did because they picked him. I don't know what happened there, but
you guys knew something that I didn't. But I'm still picking Carolina. I'm on the Carolina bandwagon, and but I think that this is going to be a game that could have some high potential.
So they're saying Washington's kind of turned the corner. That maybe Jay Gruden has saved his job because they're playing better than expected. I don't know. We'll see. Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, I think Cam keeps dancing in the end zone this week, and I think Carolina wins it here.
Could they win without Cam Newton?
No.
If he got hurt, there's no way.
He's
playing at a different level.
We hear about it. He's so explosive with his feet. But, you know, he really is. Like, he makes plays happen, you know, without getting injured.
And he motivates the team by dancing in the end zone. They're like, we need to score for you, Cam. We need to see you more dancing.
So that's all it takes for Cam to dance. I'm going to take Carolina also. I think it might be a close because I think Carolina's most – they haven't really blown anybody out, have they?
No, the defensive running game, they keep close, but they
– yeah, they just
do enough. Slow and steady.
Mike, you're up next. It's the Cowboys versus your – Miami Dolphins. Can they win two in a row? The Miami Dolphins.
I don't have a coin around me. I don't have a coin.
Tony Romo is back.
Does
Dominic Sue step on his back?
Every week I pick against Dallas because they don't have Tony Romo. Tony Romo is back. I'm picking Dallas.
They didn't win one game without Romo.
0-7.
That says a lot for Romo. Um, God. Dallas has been in every game. They got a great offensive line.
I know. This is a tough one. Do you know what the spread is on this, Mike?
Miami is favored by one.
I'm going with the spread. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Taking the Dolphins. Boy.
Hopefully Dez Bryant doesn't drop a ball and complain about a pass interference call that wasn't a pass interference. You guys see that play?
Yeah.
He's like, push. I go, and even the announcer's like, Dez, I think you should have just gone up and caught the ball. And he had a drop. He was right in his hands. Because normally he's such a sure-handed receiver. And he just clank. Maybe came back too soon. Maybe it's his foot. Maybe he doesn't like Greg Harding, who was, you see, he was late for one meeting and didn't show up for another one. Again, yeah, if this guy didn't have talent, he never would have been signed, and he'd be gone already.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought Hardy would do something like that? He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he's never had that problem before.
Yeah, just a model citizen.
I'll say this though: if Dallas loses this game, I bet you they cut Greg Harding.
All right, I'm picking Miami.
All right. I'm up next. Oh, wow. It's Kansas City versus San Diego. Chargers have nobody left for receivers. Literally have Malcolm Floyd's hurt. His career is, I guess this is going to be his last year. He's probably done for the year.
Well, you got still got Stevie.
Oh, Stevie right? Johnson. Keep forgetting about Stevie Johnson. Stevie Johnson's all right, but he's not a number one or number two anymore.
He is now.
Yeah, I guess he is now. I'm going to go Kansas City's is playing at a high level right now, especially defensively. Chargers have a terrible offensive line. Rivers, last time he played the Chiefs, got sacked, what, 7-8 times last season? 9, whatever it was. It could be a long day for my San Diego Chargers. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Kansas City. I mean, after decimating the Broncos like that and they have the chance to take the division, I think they're going to go into San Diego and just mop it up with blood. The blood of the Chiefs.
Well, Jack, to give you guys heads up, though, our offensive coordinator did say that Gordon was going to be a more important part of the offense going forward.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
You're making me want to change my pick here.
So,
Jack, you took Kansas City?
I took Kansas City, yes, I did.
All right. I'm the only person that believes in my Oakland Chargers. I think Kansas City will have trouble playing in all their home fans in San Diego. So I'm going to pick San Diego here.
There'll be a lot of Kansas City fans this week.
Yeah, but they have to cross the Rockies. So, you know, there's a lot of people from Kansas that died along that trail.
That's true.
They just got stopped in the desert there and just couldn't find their way.
And they should be passed out by halftime from, like, all the urine, like, smelling the urine.
It is bad. You guys think I'm kidding. You go there, and the first thing you think is, wow, urine. It's everywhere.
If I'm there, I'm basically like, why did Jack talk me into coming to a game here? This place smells bad.
It smells like it's like you almost expect your seat to have one of those little cakes in it, little urine cakes at each seat, just to make it smell a little better. You think I'm kidding? Because if you see what's his name, Colt McCoy, he has so much freedom there. He doesn't have to worry about lifting up. There is no seat for him to lift up. He just goes wherever he wants.
I just want to say, urine, I'm out.
It's like with a Chargers sign on. Was it on Ryan or something like that? His name looked like urine. I go, well, that's the perfect name for a player in San Diego.
this was 30 years ago.
30 years ago. Johnny Urine, that's what they called him. Yeah. Packers versus Vikings. Matt, you're up first.
So this
Vikings
is
are on a roll.
This is in Minnesota too, right?
Minnesota wins this game. They almost have the lock on their division.
I'm picking Minnesota. I don't feel good about it because I think that revenge Green Bay game is coming, right? You can't keep the Packers down. But, I mean, there's blood in the water. Minnesota's got them, right?
Right.
And Minnesota, by the way, they're also playing in this outside, you know, stadium. Not that the Green Bay Packers can't handle the cold, because, you know, you don't want to get Minnesota and Wisconsiners arguing about the cold, who has got it worse. But I think it does give them an
edge. You think they care more who has the best cheese, but they care, oh, no, it's colder here. Yeah. Like, that's like something to brag about.
Yeah.
100 people frozen last week. We win.
I feel like you're talking about a certain person from Wisconsin, but I don't know who. But
yeah, you know.
Santa? Is it Santa? All right.
No, Santa. You've seen it. Santa skips Wisconsin. He says, "Nah, screw it. I'm going by it.
I gotta just dump coal all over this whole state because
they do is complain about how cold it is. Wham. Move where the sun is."
So I'm thinking Minnesota.
And Mike, you're going with?
I'm just going with each team is due theory. Minnesota's won 5 in a row. They're due for a loss. Hmm. Green Bay has lost 3 in a row. They're due for a win. There's no way Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers could lose 4 in a row. I'm going with Green Bay here.
I like that theory, but I'm going Minnesota just because the Green Bay offense is terrible right now. It's not functioning well. Minnesota's playing at a high level. They have a pretty good defense. I'm going Minnesota. It's at home. It's going to be loud. It's going to be noisy. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to struggle with the noise.
What's going on? I can't hear.
There'll be a few people with cheese heads on there. I guess that's a good. I guess that's a cool thing to do. I guess if you're from Wisconsin, hey, I put a cheese head on. That makes us cool. But
then all the Vikings, they're wearing those Goldilocks things. So I feel like
both fan bases kind of nutty.
They are. I mean, you spend that much time in the cold inside. I mean,
yeah. I guess. And if you're listening to us and you're from Wisconsin and Minnesota, don't go on there and give us a 1-star review because we're just making fun of you. It's just what we do. We're having fun.
Yeah, just go on there and give us a 5-star review and say, hey, they were talking about me, man. They were talking about me.
It's better to be mentioned than not mentioned at all, right? At least your teams have a chance for the playoffs.
Yeah, both teams.
What are playoffs? I don't understand.
What is this? Playoffs? Talk to me about playoffs?
It's magical land.
Quick little note about Goldilocks. It's the anniversary of the Heidi Bowl today.
Oh, is it? Will you want to explain what the Heidi Bowl is? I know what the Heidi Bowl is, but our younger viewers may not know.
That's when whatever channel was broadcasting the game turned off and put on...
I think it was NBC.
Put on Heidi. The Raiders came back and beat the Jets in the last 2 minutes, scored like, I think, 9 points.
Something like that, and because they said they brought Heidi, the movie Heidi, on there, and all the fans were ticked, especially when they found out the Jets had won, or the Oakland had come back to win, and they didn't get to see it, because there was no ESPN back then. There was no, you just didn't see it.
There was no DVR. There was no YouTube. There was no.
There was no way. There's no NFL Network. You go watch the highlights of the game. There was no internet. Al Gore hadn't invented it yet.
There was no Skip Bayless back then?
No Skip Bayless, no.
They were so lucky.
Yes. There was no John Clayton. A little wormy guy named John Clayton.
No, John Clayton was around. He just was really, really young.
He's always been around.
He's like a cockroach. You can't kill him.
He's like a cockroach.
John Clayton, you're a cockroach. Cockroach.
See what happens when you give us an under 5-star review?
Yeah, we'll tear you apart. We will tear you apart. Mike, you're up next. The 49ers versus the Seahawks.
All right, said last week Seattle can lose. I'm going to just keep going next week. Seattle can't lose. Didn't work out last week. It's going to work out this week. Seattle's favored by 13.
I'm going to say Seattle. I agree. There's no way Seattle loses to the Niners.
Oh, this is a 13. This is in that, that Russ, hey, let's make it a...
But now, the only problem is he's not here. Someone's going to have to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having to go in the shark tank and feed the shark. Who wants to do that?
All right.
Nobody wants to text them.
No.
All right. I'm picking Seahawks, obviously, then. We'll probably just sweep that clean.
Okay. Next up is me, the Bengals, who lost to Houston looking bad. Little Red Riding Hood wasn't that. J.J. Watt call?
Red BB gun.
Red BB gun. So he took
he
offense
was a
to
little,
that.
He was a little jazzed up. I watched that. He was like, ooh. I don't know.
He's like, where's my wood? I need to chop some wood. Give me my wood.
He was pretty.
But you know what? If J.J. Watt's making fun of me, I just go, okay. He's not someone I'd want to mess with. There's certain people you just go, okay. You can say whatever you want.
That's why you have your beef with John Clayton.
Yeah, because I could take it.
And not J.J. Watt.
You know? No, if J.J. Watt said something to me on a tweet and made fun of me, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those brave internet people that make fun of people on the internet and talk tough, because I always feel that they can find me. So, no, if J.J. Watt can do whatever he wants. I think the Bengals lose their second game. I think Little Red Riding Hood is going to be upset after this game too, so I'm going the Cards. Matt?
I'm picking the Cards as well. So I liked how they played against Seattle. I think that they're just as jacked up as J.J. Watt after that win on Monday night.
And Mike?
Sweep it.
Sweep it. And the final game, the Monday night game. We have Matt, you're taking it off. It's the Bills versus the Patriots.
That's the Monday night game?
That's one I have. Last game on my list.
All right. I'm picking the Pats. I don't like it. I hope Rex Ryan does his shenanigans and pulls out some kind of weird voodoo with the whole thing. Gives New England a run for their money, but I don't know. At some point, I'm just going to turn into, a beaten dog and just lie over and say, Uncle New England, okay, Uncle. I'm like Don Draper in a fight with Duck Phillips, okay? I give up.
Can't win. The Don Draper look.
Yeah.
Okay. Another cigarette. Anyway.
Join us on YouTube and you can see all of the visual faces that we make at each other and Jack's.
Great spot on impressions of Don Draper. He does do that.
If
you watch him, he does that all the time. Mike, you probably don't watch Mad Men, do you? And we spoiled you.
I'm a little behind. I need to start watching the first episode.
You just watched this. I ruined the whole show for you because he does that in every single episode.
Yeah, spoilers for Duck Don fight.
Spoiler face.
What do you mean, Peggy? Peggy.
Classic Jack.
I think it's going to be a sweep here, so I just want to ask a question. Who will New England lose to? Because right now they're undefeated. We have Buffalo, Denver, Philadelphia, Houston, Tennessee, Jets, Miami.
Do they play the Giants again in the Super Bowl?
I'm saying regular season. This is like a murderer's row, like the top draft picks.
I think they probably go undefeated. But can we have one thing? Can we have one thing here? I didn't see the whole Patriots game. I guess Patriots fans were saying they got screwed on a call. Can I tell you something? I've said this before. There's some fan bases that shouldn't complain about calls, being the Steelers, the Patriots. There's just teams out there that seem to get the calls, as Matt's crying. So you got screwed on one call in like the last 10 years, okay? We don't want to hear about it. You're 9-0, move on. You're probably going to go undefeated. You're probably going to win the Super Bowl again this year. So, all right, so relax. Get off the cliff. You're okay.
So you're saying the Patriots should run out to, like, the new theme song for them should be, Some Guys Have All the Luck.
Exactly.
Some guys.
It's just like you see it on Twitter and you just want to go, really? You guys are complaining about the calls? Really? You're complaining about the calls?
Well, they now admit it, though. They almost lost one. So, they were all worked up because they almost lost a game.
They did, but then a call went their way when Beckham didn't get the call. Also, there was a pass interference call on the Giants. I went, really? I think they balance out the bad calls. I mean, sometimes, as a Charger fan, I don't know about you guys, as your teams, but anytime the Chargers do something good, which isn't often, first thing we always look for, wait, is there a flag? because 99% of the time, there's going to be a flag. You go, up, oh, bring it back. Bring it back. It's like the last game against the Bears when Rivers threw the touchdown to Gates with like 4 minutes left. Touchdown, oh, wait, flag. It's got to be against us.
Right.
So you start when your team is struggling, you just start looking for something that's going to happen to be a disaster. So there's a certain teams that shouldn't complain about the calls for now. That's all I'm going to say. I'm off my soapbox.
So do any of us believe in the Bills? Do we think that the Bills have a chance to do this?
I almost picked the Bills. I think they could win the game, but they're going to have against New England. You have to score. You have to score touchdowns. You can't. It's long history. You cannot kick. It's like the Giants. Once they kick that field goal, I said they're done. The Patriots will come back to win. The Patriots are just don't make mistakes.
You have to play four perfect quarters.
And I think that losing Edelman could affect them. But you have Gronkowski. They'll find some running back to take somebody's place.
I think there's just NFL players just out on the street, like with cardboard signs right outside their Gillette Stadium. Will work for.
I think the Patriots take smart players that have talent. They have to have talent, but they take smart players that they can put into their system that are effective. And it's like Pittsburgh has a system. Patriots have a system. Teams that are successful have a certain system. They're not just grasping at straws every year and trying to change everything around. And they have the best coach. I mean, he'll go down, and everyone outside of Patriot Nations will always think of him as a cheater. But you have to give Belichick credit. He's develops plays that confuse. He's always ahead of the other team's coach.
Until they find the bodies, he will go down in history. Yeah, once they find those dead bodies and pin those like crimes to him.
When they find Jimmy Hoffa alive, and he can spill all the beans on Bill Belichick, then we'll know the truth. But
the truth is he has a bunch of white midgets creating monster tight ends. That's where Edelman came from. That's where Woodhead came from. That's where Amendola came from.
The term is little person. Light little people. We use
the truth is out there.
Right, creating tight end monsters with bolts in their necks that are taking over the NFL.
He's diabolical. But then he has those short little receivers that run 100 miles an hour and run perfect routes.
And they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to create monster tight ends. It's true.
Anyway. Monster tight ends just sounds kind of strange as a thing, but
sounds like it should be a show at an arena somewhere.
Yeah,
Sunday. Monster tight ends.
Anyway, that's our show for today. We'd like to thank a couple special Patreons that help us out. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter. I'm getting some kind of feedback, but Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter, thanks for your help. If you'd like to help us, you can go to Patreon/JayandJack and help us out if you can. If not, then you're messing out on some. Well, it's free anyway, so you don't mess out on anything. But there's different levels and different things you can do to join us. Anything else to go, guys? Before we record Walking Dead.
Yeah, I just want to apologize this week for lack of cheese talk. If you tune in next week, the cheese talk will be back. Burgers. All your mash talk.
Hey, we can't make promises we can't keep because we don't know what Russ's internet situation is going to be like.
Russ, I think his house is in the mountains somewhere.
That's what I imagine. I imagine that it's kind of like you have to drive the Duke boys' car like over like one of those like ponds, you know, just to get to his house.
I'm glad you said Duke boys' car, not General Lee, because I don't think you can say General Lee anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah, they audio correct that stuff. They just go to podcasts and filter that stuff out. I might as well say
they now call it the General Grant.
All right.
It doesn't run on gas, it runs on bourbon.
Yeah, thanks for joining us in the chat, guys, and you can always join us live. We start about 10:30 on...
Depending on if Mike has a date or not.
Yeah.
Or if Russ can get into the chat somehow. I was trying to talk to him the other day. He goes, I just can't figure it out. I go, I don't know, Russ. I don't know why it's so hard. Just click on the link. But he's got do my Don Draper to Russ. Anyway, that's it. We got to record The Walking Dead in, 5 minutes, guys?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, guys. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you next week.
Thanks, kid. One in a million.
Right, bye.